everyone, and welcome back to Stalked. I hope everybody is keeping safe and staying indoors as much as possible. Before I start this episode, I just want to give a huge thank you to the NHS, and in particular the RVI in Newcastle, which is actually where my mum and my auntie are both nurses. I did want to say something like this episode is dedicated to them, but that's a bit weird considering what we're about to talk about for the next 40 minutes. So instead, I'm just going to use this episode to ask everybody to stay inside as much as you possibly can for the safety of all of our key workers at the moment. Okay, so this week's episode is going to be a little bit different. Over the last few months, I have tried to look at each type of stalker, kind of in its own dedicated episode. And as I've kind of looked back over what I've covered, I've realised that I've really only kind of missed out sort of predatory stalkers and incompetent suitors. And that's because generally these are the rarer types and definitely less easy to find cases on. And that's for a few reasons. So predatory stalkers tend to go under the radar until they really evolve and kind of escalate. And by that I mean they become very violent, which unfortunately ends up being in terms of them becoming serial murderers or serial rapists, or sometimes both. I know I did briefly cover that kind of theme and that kind of topic in the episode Night Stalkers, but what I thought is I'm going to cover that next episode. And I just wanted to kind of give this brief explanation of why I might have missed that category out. But I definitely haven't ever really covered incompetent suitors, so this is going to be kind of this episode. So these are hard to explain for a few reasons. The main one being that they tend to stalk in very short bursts, and they do tend to kind of flit from one victim to another, which means reports of their stalking are less likely to be reported to authorities, like by victims going to the police and things, or to be covered by the press. And they're actually more likely to be discovered when they themselves go to therapy or prison for another crime or something like murder, if they do become violent. And it would become apparent then that they would have kind of this consistent history of stalking or harassment complaints. But typically, they don't tend to stick with one victim for long periods of time, like the rejected stalker or the resentful stalker might. They do tend to have multiple victims. And unlike the rejected stalker or the resentful stalker, the incompetent suitor is motivated mainly by loneliness and lust, or probably a combination of the two. They tend to target a mix of acquaintances and strangers. And again, unlike stalkers who are often aware of the victim's distress, but either they choose to ignore it or kind of twist it, or they enjoy it like the predatory stalker, the incompetent suitor is often unaware of their victim's distress, and this is often due to them having poor social skills, or sometimes they can be on the autism spectrum. Okay, so that's kind of like a overview of the psychology of an incompetent suitor. So I did originally start out trying to find some kind of reports of cases that I could cover, just to give you an idea of, you know, of what they're like. But when I was trying to research incompetent suitor cases, I did start to notice some patterns in the behaviours that are very similar to a group of people who call themselves incels. And I thought it might be interesting if we looked at incels this week and the psychology behind them and how they relate to incompetent suitors and stalkers in general, and then look at a few cases of what happens when incels escalate. And then as time goes on and I have more time to research and more time to find things, I will try and dedicate just one episode to incompetent suitors. But as I say, cases tend not to be covered just because they stalk in such short bursts, and victims are less likely to report it because it obviously ends quicker. And yeah, so I don't know how interesting that episode would be to you if I was just talking about potential behaviours without having anything to kind of give you as an example, but we'll see how we'll get on with that. But for this episode anyways, let's look at them in terms of incels, because some of the behaviours really are quite quite similar, and I was shocked this had never really cropped up in anything that I've looked at before in terms of a relationship between incels and stalkers. So let's have a look at that instead. Before I get into anything though, I'm sure that some of you are actually saying, what is an incel? And although it is quite a well-known word on the internet, not everybody will know what it means. You might have heard of it and you'll have no idea what it means. I have a very kind of vague understanding of incels, and I have known about them for a few years. Basically because one of the other things that I research, obviously stalking is what I'm doing my PhD in, so that is my main area. But when I have done work in other things, the kind of, I guess you would say my other research area of interest is mass shooters. And as you'll see later, incels and mass shooters have a little bit of a history, let's just say. So what is an incel? I can't use a dictionary definition because I don't think it is in the dictionary yet, but I did find a nice little explanation on good old Wikipedia. So they describe incels as involuntary celibates, shortened to incel. So incel, involuntary celibacy. It refers to a self-identifying group of members of an online subculture based around the inability to find a romantic or sexual partner despite desiring one, a state that they describe as inceldom or incelibacy. So essentially, an incel is somebody who believes that they are involuntary celibacy because they can't find a partner. So it's not a choice. So straight away, whenever I read about incels, I'm going to be honest, the feminist in me gets quite angry, I'm not going to lie. But for the sake of fairness and research, I'm going to try my best just to remain neutral in this episode. So if you think that I'm explaining things and that seem kind of ludicrous and I'm not seeming annoyed, in my head I am. I'm just trying to remain a nice, neutral podcaster. Okay, so incels have a huge online community, which has its own websites, it has forums, it has slang that everybody kind of uses. I've actually spent a few days researching incels and going on some incel websites and forums. And I'll be honest with you, if you do want to go and have a look, do so at your own risk, because it is a very murky world and it's incredibly misogynistic. They typically have a lot of anger. And it's mainly directed at women, in particular, two types of women. So incels have a kind of theory that women are split into two groups and men are split into two groups. And women are split into groups that they refer to as Beckys and Stacys. And men are split into incels and Chads. So the first group of women, is a Becky. Okay, so that's, I'm going to try and describe it in the best way possible without without using the language that they use. So Becky is a girl who goes to school. I think that just must mean college, university. She typically wears her hair in a bun. She typically doesn't wear makeup because she thinks men like the natural look. She apparently only wears yoga pants, which I think are leggings, to get attention from men when she wants it. And she also secretly fancies Chad despite acting like she doesn't. So we'll get into who Chad is in a moment. But this is kind of the description that incels believe 50% of women in the world fit into. And then on the other hand, the other 50%, we have Stacey's. Okay, so Stacey apparently has good makeup skills. Apparently she has long, blonde, majestic hair. I don't know what majestic hair is, but it sounds nice. And I did think that was kind of ironic that Beyonce said it was Becky that had the good hair, but there you go. Incels mustn't be Beyonce fans. Stacey also has curves, and apparently she always has a $2,000 Gucci bag. And not only does she fancy Chad, but she actually gets to sleep with him as well. Okay, so if you actually managed to stay with me throughout that drivel, thank you. I know it was very odd to hear, but that is part of the incel culture. That's what they believe. And so according to incels, like I said, the world is filled with Beckys, Stacys, Chads, and then themselves. So what is a Chad? Chad is a good-looking man that gets lots of girls. He has a muscular jawline. And I guess from what I can kind of work out in America, he would be called a jock. I don't think we have kind of an England, a UK equivalent. I was trying to think of it, but in definitely the school I went to, we didn't have kind of like jocks or anything like that. But definitely correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, typically an American jock would be a Chad. That's kind of what I'm gathering from what I can find. And as well as hating women, incels hate Chads. There are actually guides, there's full scales, there's drawings of these descriptions of these people, which I have found online. So I'm going to upload them in an Instagram post if you're curious and you want to see what a Becky, a Stacey and a Chad looks like. Some of the scales have celebrities on so that you can see kind of famous people that they think are most Chad-like. And the celebrity that incels seem to hate the most and compare to, like, the ultimate Chad is John Cena, I think. So there you go, poor John Cena. But yeah, despite that very 2D and possibly quite sheltered view of the world, the one thing I get from these descriptions in terms of kind of a psychological profile is just a huge amount of insecurity and shame. Which in itself is a shame. But the reason that I kind of was looking at these and thinking, you know, this is very similar to an incompetent suitor is because there's a lot of insecurity and shame within the kind of psychological makeup of incompetent suitors. As I mentioned earlier, the incompetent suitor struggles to see when a victim is in distress because they often have poor social skills and they target victims based on their own feelings, which are typically, like I mentioned, lust and loneliness. And I see a lot of this replicated in kind of self-identifying incels. By creating these characters that the incels have for everyone else, particularly women, it's almost like they're dehumanizing them. They're trying to make them into like caricatures, is that the word? Like the kind of cartoon characters of themselves. And in a way, the incompetent suitor does the same. So they don't stalk the victim because of something particular about the victim. They stalk because of what they feel the victim represents. It's an answer, like the victim becomes the answer for the loneliness and lust. And it's for that reason that they tend to stalk in short bursts because it isn't really, I mean, no stalking really is to do with the victim. But with things like the resentful stalker and the rejected stalker, there is a personal relationship typically, not all of the time, but majority of the time they do know their victim. The predatory stalker, even, they will stalk the same person and they will pick them out. And I feel like with the incompetent suitor, it typically tends to be just that it's that person's at the wrong place at the wrong time, and they're the only kind of stalker who stalk strangers just as much as they stalk acquaintances. And for that reason, the way that they kind of project, they stalk that person because they put this kind of idealization on the person that they are going to cure the lust and the loneliness that they're feeling. And I feel like that kind of can be seen in this incel behavior as well. Because when you look at the incels and their behaviour, I think that they don't have this anger towards women and towards these men that they think of as Chads because of them personally. I don't think it's anything personally. They've categorised every man and woman in the world into four groups, so it can't be personally. I think it's essentially because of what they think they represent, which isn't the answer for loneliness and lust, but in fact other people achieving it. And I do wonder, in terms of incels and incompetent suitors, how many of them switch between the two. How many incompetent suitors would be seen to have incel kind of, how many of them are in incel forums, for example? How many people, if some research was conducted, how many people who identify as an incel have a history of stalking behaviours? I think that would be quite interesting to see, because I do see a huge crossover in terms of behaviours and in terms of kind of a psychological profile. Then on the other hand, I'm saying that there's a lot of similarities. There is one quite stark difference, and that is violence. So in episode one, I went through each stalker type and we went through what the kind of, you know, estimated risk of violence was in each group. And typically in incompetent suitors, it's a very low risk of violence. Obviously, I say this every week, but it's important to know that every case is unique. So, you know, just because I'm saying it's a low risk doesn't mean that an incompetent suitor couldn't commit violence. But typically on the whole, out of the five, they are not commonly found to carry out violent threats. Incels, on the other hand, have committed a lot of acts of violence over the last 10 years. So much that I think I have read recently that in America, law enforcement is actually considering classing incels as a terrorist group, which that kind of gives you an example of how much of a threat they are posing at the moment. Okay, so I've mentioned that there's some similarities between the two, but also some differences. So now let's actually look at what happens when incels escalate to violence. You might notice in some of these cases that there are some stalking and harassment elements as well. So I definitely think that there is a crossover. But yeah, so instead of looking at kind of one big case, I thought that we would look at kind of the key cases over the last 10 years, because you might not be aware of this, but in the last 10 years or so, kind of roughly, a large majority of mass shootings and kind of other mass killings, particularly in America, were committed by self-identifying incels. So we're going to look at a few key cases, what they did, when they did it, and if they gave a motive, what the motive was. Okay, so let's start back in 2014 with perhaps one of the most well-known incel-motivated murderers, Elliot Rodger. So on May 23rd in Isla Vista, California, 22-year-old Elliot Rodger killed three people in his apartment building by stabbing. He then got into his car and drove around for around about 3 hours. He attempted to break in a sorority house and he failed, so instead he shot at women who were nearby and also men he passed while driving. In total, Rodger killed 6 people and injured 14 before fatally shooting himself in his crashed car. After the killings, the police found numerous videos uploaded to YouTube by Rodger, who had also emailed a manuscript of his motive to his family and his therapist. Rodger's apparent motive was the anger he felt towards women for not wanting to sleep with him, his inability to get a girlfriend, and his rage towards men who could get women. Rodger's identified as an incel. In Toronto, on the 23rd of April, 25-year-old Alex Manassian, hired a rental company van and then proceeded to drive it into a total of 26 people walking along the pavements. He was arrested just minutes later, attempting to take his own life, but was apprehended before he could do so. In total, 10 people died and 16 were critically injured. It is to date the worst massacre involving a vehicle in Canadian history. Alex Manassian gave his motive when he was interviewed by police as an incel rebellion. Police found his Facebook just minutes before his attack, and Manassian had posted the following. "The incel rebellion has already begun. We will overthrow all the Chads and Stacys. All hail the supreme gentleman, Elliot Rodger." On May 18th, 2018, at a Santa Fe high school in Santa Fe, Texas, 17-year-old Demetrius Pagoutsis entered his school around 7:30 a.m. and began shooting. Although the shooting only lasted around 30 minutes, Pagoutsis shot and killed 10 people, injuring another 13 before being apprehended by the police. According to several sources, after the killings, the motive appeared to be fueled by several factors, including incel motivations, a fascination with Nazi Germany, and a desire to replicate Columbine. One of the victims' parents said Pagoutsis had been harassing her daughter, Shayna, and was angry at her for not accepting his advances. This had been going on for months. 1 week before her murder, Shayna stood up in front of her class, which Bagutsis was in, and told him to leave her alone and that she wasn't interested. When he opened fire, just 7 days later, she was the first person that he shot and killed. Just a few months later, on November 2nd, in Tallahassee, Florida, Scott Paul Burley entered a hot yoga studio at 5:40 p.m. and opened fire. He shot four women, killing two, before a man who was also in the yoga studio attempted to stop him from shooting any other women, and although he was injured in the process, chased him out of the building where he was successfully arrested. When interviewed by police, Burley identified as an incel and an Elliot Rodger sympathizer. He also had a YouTube account to which he had posted various videos expressing his anger at women for not dating or sleeping with him. It turned out that just weeks before the attack, Burley was sacked from his teaching job from inappropriately touching a female student. He also had numerous other charges of sexual harassment. And finally, on the 17th of June last year, Brian Isaac Clyde opened fire in a courthouse in Dallas, Texas. Miraculously, he was shot and killed before he managed to hit anyone, and nobody was injured. Upon investigation, Clyde's motives appeared to be starting an incel rebellion, and he also had Nazi idealizations. Oh my gosh, sorry everyone. He had Nazi, I can't say that word today, I don't know why. Just the same as, I think it was, who was it? Demetrius Bagotis. They both had kind of a fascination with Nazi Germany and Nazi culture. Yeah, but that's just kind of the few key cases that I wanted to go over. And they have basically happened within the last 6 years. And as you can see, it's frightening just how seriously the incel movement is becoming. And it seems to be motivated primarily towards this hatred towards women for not sleeping or dating with them, and hatred towards men who are, I don't want to say things like getting women, but essentially that is the way that they are viewing them, men who are successful in sleeping with women and dating women. As I mentioned earlier, I think it would be really interesting to see how many people who identify as incels relate to the incompetent suitor, as there does seem to be some overlap in personality and behavioural traits. As you can see, I think there was maybe two or three of those shooters or murderers, self-identifying incels, who had a history of harassment against women or a history of, making advances at women that weren't appreciated. And definitely, I think let me go back and just check his name, sorry, I don't want to mispronounce it, Demetrius Pagoutis, the mother of Shayna, who was murdered, definitely felt like her kind of rejection of him in front of the class was part of what spurred him on to commit these murders, and I think it would be very interesting to do some research into that to find out what is kind of going on in terms of a relationship between incels and stalking and harassment behaviours. But as far as I can tell, when I'm kind of trying to find research for this episode, there isn't much in terms of research in incels. I really struggle to find any kind of information in terms of, psychologists weighing in on what they think about incels. I couldn't find any kind of actual journals about incels. There was quite a lot on kind of mentioning incels when researching mass shootings, because researching mass shootings is quite a hot topic in the minute, because there are so many of them and they just seem to be growing in numbers. But I do think that research into incels would probably provide some information in terms of whether or not there is a relationship with stalking behaviours. What I'll do is I'll just add this to the list of things that I'm going to provide updates on as and when it happens. So I think there's about three things so far that I'm going to try and provide updates on. No updates as yet, obviously I haven't mentioned any of them, But let's wait and see. I would definitely hope that somebody is doing some research currently, maybe into incels, because this is something that seems to be accelerating. And I mentioned, I was on some incel forums just having a look, trying to find some information for this episode. And there are lots of people on them, and they are talking constantly. So I think when I logged onto one particular forum, it was just, like, there were so many people online, and the conversations that were going on were just, very, very misogynistic. Hard to read, definitely, because I do a lot of, like, research into things like domestic violence. It was quite hard to stomach some of the things that they were saying. So I do think that research into this area needs to happen, and I will keep you all updated if I hear of anything. Okay, so in terms of recommendations this week, I only have one film. But just quickly before I mention that, I wanted to tell you that there is a documentary called Inside the Secret World of Incels, if you want to learn more about this. And it was aired and made by the BBC. So obviously people in the UK, you can get it on iPlayer for free. American listeners, I don't know how the BBC iPlayer works in America. I don't know whether you can watch and download it. I know I've heard that there are a few kind of streaming apps that show UK TV and things from the BBC, but because it's kind of not like a drama and it's a documentary, I don't know whether you're going to be able to watch it. The only thing I can suggest is that if you, what is it called? That thing, you can download something that kind of blocks your IP address or your computer doesn't know which area you're in, and I guess you could try and download iPlayer that way. I'm sorry, I'm really terrible at technology, unless it's on YouTube. But it's called Inside the Secret World of Incels, and it's available on iPlayer. I will try and put a link up on Instagram, or definitely the name and where to find it. Okay, so for the movie recommendation this week, I am afraid that I have already mentioned it in another episode, but in terms of a portrayal of an incompetent suitor, there is only one film that I can think of where it's a really good portrayal of that particular type of stalker, because as I mentioned, it's a rare type of stalker. And I mean, nobody really knows about the five type of stalkers unless you're interested in stalkers or you research stalkers. So films definitely aren't making things kind of knowingly putting people into these kind of types. It just so happens that this character that they've written fits into the incompetent suitor really well. So that film is the 1992 thriller Unlawful Entry, which stars Ray Liotta as a policeman who gets kind of obsessed and begins to stalk somebody's wife of a person that kind of goes to a house call. I don't want to give too much information away in case you haven't seen it. It's a really, really good film. Like I always say, a lot of the behaviours are kind of exaggerated because it is a film and they want it to be entertaining. But I would say if I had to pick a character out of everything that I've seen that kind of fits best with an incompetent suitor and their behaviours, that would be it. As far as I know, it is available to buy on Amazon Prime in the US and something called HBO Now. Unfortunately, I can't find it anywhere in the UK. So I guess that's kind of fair this week. People in the UK, you can go and watch the documentary on incels, and people in the US, you can go and watch Unlawful Entry. So that is all for this week's episode. I'm sorry it's a little bit shorter than normal. It is just because it's hard to find information on incompetent suitors, like I've mentioned, and believe it or not, it's taken me ages to research just what I have here. So it's just that there isn't a great deal of information at the moment on incels or incompetent suitors. But I will try and keep you updated on all aspects. And next week we're going to be looking back at predatory stalkers in more detail. So I will see you all then, and I'll talk to you all then, and thank you for listening.